Richard, I know you drove a couple of other vehicles here recently, too, and this is one of the questions that I get, frankly, probably more than any other, and that is, I'm looking for a, you know, that mid-size SUV. What do I buy? So I get this question, I'm not exaggerating, probably on a weekly basis. You just drove two vehicles that sort of fit into that world. Let's start with the Acura MDX.
Yeah, so this is a, well, no, I think it was the RDX.
Oh, RDX, sorry, drove. RDX, you're right. Sorry, RDX.
So, which is a very similar, slightly smaller than the MDX, but very similar in that kind of that luxury SUV market, right?
Correct.
And like you said, the kind of that mid-size market really, really works well. It's one of our more favorite vehicles. I think the biggest downside, more so for you and your generation, is the infotainment system still kind of got that, like, touch screen sort of,
yes,
you know, mouse, or not even a mouse anymore. It's basically like a one-to-one, you know, you kind of touch this pad on the bottom left and it goes to the bottom left of the screen, that sort of thing.
Right.
So not a huge deal for me. It's pretty easy to use. As part of this new year, 2021, not a whole lot of changes. There's a new limited edition called the PMC model, but for most folks, this is going to be the RDX of a few years ago, since 2019. Really works well. It's got a really nice engine, Dad. It's one of my favorites. I'm trying to pull it up here as far as what that is, but I believe it's the it's a turbocharged engine. Works really well at our altitude. It's got a good range of power. Obviously, all-wheel drive. It's got Acura's, you know, all-wheel, I don't know the exact all-wheel control or handling system, whatever it is, but it works really, really well. It's a fantastic vehicle. And again, if folks are looking for that luxury SUV that they think, you know, it kind of fits a family of five, Dad, mm-hmm, but really four, you know, this is the car. It's going to get up and go. It's got plenty of pep in its step. And it's got a lot of nice luxury finishes throughout. And I will say this, Dad, it's a luxury vehicle, but it also is going to break the bank completely.
Agree.
In that it's not going to be, you know, $65,000-$70,000. I think you can get an RDX, you know, for right around your mid-40s, even into your 50s, which is a really, really great value.
All right, so where do they go find one?
Obviously head to your local Acura dealer. They've got a little bit more inventory, similar to the next vehicle we're going to talk about, but they've got a little bit more inventory, so if folks are interested, head to your local Acura dealer, test drive it, get your friends, get your family in it, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.